This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cher did last night. This is her, I think, signature Christmas song. She does Christmas tours every year, Darlene Love, from pretty much around Thanksgiving until Christmas Day. Every night she's out. And this is the song that everybody wants to hear. So crank it up there, James, please.
I love
listening to this
so much.
Right? You like it? This is. And then the sax guys out there. Last night on the special, the guy that was playing the sax was in a Santa Claus outfit. How appropriate was that? Okay, welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is here with me to grace the airwaves with thoughts, ideas, mental, physical, spiritual, all that good stuff. I was looking at the NASA website. You know me, I'm always nosing around. There's something about that place. It's like a magnet for me. Because I think it offers so much hope. You know, there's so many things that have happened. We think we're so important, and yet we're just nothing. And the history of not mankind, the history of mankind is very short. 300, 400,000 years, maybe. And so you look at the planets and what goes on, and thinking that here we are as residents of the planet, but are we really? Or are we, in terms of the NASA model, we're on a big spaceship here, boys and girls. Earth is a huge spaceship. And we are here, we're kind of passengers here. We're passengers and crew
moving
on the spaceship
fast.
Earth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right, exactly. I swear, I had to get up last night in the middle of the night, and I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm looking out the window, and there's this bright light that's just above the horizon, and it's moving much faster than anything else. And you know that has to be the space station. Because it changes its trajectory all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine having that opportunity. But then think about it, we all do.
The lights up there. Yeah.
Yeah, but we all have that. We're crew members. It's the good ship Lollipop or the good spaceship Earth. Right? And so we have lots of things that we do that are for the benefit of mankind. And sometimes we have a few things that are beneficial. And then maybe the same tool is not so beneficial. I think about smartphones in that way. I went into the Verizon store last night because my iPad, I dropped it on the ground and broke the thing, you know, the cover, and I wanted to get it replaced. But I also wanted to straighten out because Verizon is such a horrible company to deal with. You have to go. I went into the Verizon store on Sunday on Santa Monica Boulevard because I wanted to get a bigger. I've had the first iPhone I got the first year, not iPhone, iPad, that they had them. That's kind of a something or other that, you know me, I'm not a technical person, and I don't
want
to be. Wait,
the very first generation of iPad?
Very first generation of iPad I have, and
that
I still have.
That is completely obsolete. You can't even use that thing.
Well, you can if you tie it into a Wi-Fi at a hotel or someplace.
But the apps still work. I had a first-generation iPad, and it basically became
kinda
a giant rectangular paperweight because
yeah.
I couldn't use any of the apps without. It got to a point where I couldn't open an app without getting the latest software, the update of that app. But then I couldn't get the update of that app unless I updated the actual software, because the software I was running was incompatible. But I couldn't update the software because my iPad was not eligible for that said software.
Well, they're the biggest screw zone in the world. Verizon has an Apple as well. I mean, maybe even more Apple than Verizon. Verizon's service, they just suck. But they're not, they don't develop anything. They just sell stuff. As when I went to the Verizon store on Santa Monica Boulevard, I said, I want to buy the biggest one that you have. I don't want to have a laptop. I just want to have an iPad. And then we started to talk about what they had. Well, they're out of stock. And I said, so can you fix this one here? Do something? No, we don't fix anything here. I looked at him. I said, it says Verizon over the door. Yeah, yeah, but that's so we sell stuff. We don't want to fix anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I believe they're not even allowed to do Apple stuff. Like, if there's something wrong, 9 times out of 10, they will say you need to go to the Apple store first.
Yeah, well, actually, you can go to a Verizon, what do they call them, ancillary stores or something.
Oh, yeah, like the major, because they have, what are they, the satellite stores?
It's satellite, yeah. They don't belong to Verizon. They belong to private retailers. And the guy here in Framingham is very good. And so I went back, I saw him last night, and I ordered one of the things, and he was going through, and we remembered what he did to fix up the account and what they've messed up with it since then. It just is incredible. When I think about how bad Verizon really is and how difficult Apple is to deal with. But that wasn't really the purpose of my discussion. I was thinking about this town in Ireland that I read about on the plane coming back the other night that has banned, well, they have a smartphone ban. And maybe as I looked at it, I was thinking, oh, this is a way to balance the use by children of a smartphone. So let's just think about this for a second and see if we can't, maybe if this idea doesn't resonate with you as a parent, because I think that there's a real danger. Miles will be 9 this next month, and he's beginning to understand how to use the tools. His father and mother both have iPads, and they both have laptops because they use them at work, and they have iPhones and stuff, so he sees them. And so what he's done, what he understands that there is good collaboration, and I guess there is one child in his class that has a phone already. Can you imagine at 9? The youngster's got a smartphone, but they don't allow them to use them in school, so who knows why they bring them. I think in many schools they've been just banned. They're trying to get a ban here in Framingham in high school, and they don't seem to be able to do it because the kids ignore it. There's no punishment for it. Say again, Jay.
Oh, I was saying, when it comes to having your phones in school, if you can keep it, I understand as a parent wanting to have your child with a cell phone when they are away from you, but if they can't keep it securely in their backpack or in their coat pocket, if the temptation of to play with it, it can be very distracting, and it takes away from actually learning.
Well, the whole idea of when to introduce a smartphone, at what age, that's something that is debatable. You're the parent. You have to figure that out. But this town in Ireland has been grappling with this challenge for quite a long time. And they've created, they all got together, they took a vote on it, in an election, to create a town-wide no smartphone code. They're trying to alleviate the pressure, the peer pressure that's associated with using smartphones and youngsters. So there's a teacher at one of the schools in town who was interviewed, and that's what I was reading here. She said parents, even at the junior high school level, are already getting worried about what age their children will be asking for and then when you should give them a smartphone. See, I don't think there should be a lot of discussion about it. It's, no, you can't have one. See, your driver's license, you can get a smartphone and a driver's license maybe on the same day. That's not how they came up with it, by the way. But in Ireland, they have done a lot of research into this, and they found that a concerning link between smartphone use among children and mental anguish among children. This is not new stuff. Mental health of young, the younger you introduce, the bottom line here is, the younger you introduce a youngster to an iPhone or a smartphone or this sort of communication.
The phone's not the more, problem. It's the social media.
Well,
social
whatever media it is. But you have access to it.
That's what's
right.
the problem.
But
mm-hmm.
but then how do you mitigate if you don't have the, unless you put a block on the, I don't know, can you do that? I suppose you could, to not allow, in some circumstances, the use of any of the social media things like X and
Instagram and all of that.
Instagram,
but here's one
Facebook.
Of the things. As a parent, you also don't have to give, like when you give your child something, you can still maintain that it is yours and you are letting them use it. Therefore, you still have control over it. You get it back whenever you want. You can ask for it back. You can check everything. I feel like it's whenever a parent says, okay, this is your phone, this is your personal property, then there becomes some of that battle of like, well, you can't touch my personal property kind of situation when a parent does want to monitor things. Just keep it as it's your own and you're letting the child use it.
So they have a town-wide agreement in this Irish community that bans the use of smartphones by anybody under the age of 12. Now, see, I would make it a little older, but at least that's something that's a standard. So
is that one in public or like period overall,
no,
even in the privacy of your own
home?
No,
just, they have voted on in a public election to not allow anybody. Now, is this constitutional? If we did this over here, somebody would say, oh, that's unconstitutional. You can't. And you know, I get that argument. But at some point, somebody's got to draw a line in the sand here because the more and more the younger people are, you know, a lot of parents do it because it's like a babysitter. It's handy, convenient, instead of them doing parenting. Ah, here you go, sonny. Here's something for you to play with that'll ruin, you make mincemeat out of your brain. But it's okay.
It's also an educational tool when used properly. There are some
if you
great
teach
apps on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
you got to teach
them. You're engaged and with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't just give it to them. You give them guidance because that's what parents are supposed to do. Hello, right? Am I, you sound like an old fogey. I do. I sound like a responsible parent. Thank you. And I guess I'm glad I didn't have to deal with this when my children were growing up, frankly. But I can tell you what to do is a good idea. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This portion of each hour is devoted to social media in one way or another, some of the gossip that appears on the various technologies. But then we also talk about the tech itself. Here's something that I had that was talking about going to Verizon, making a couple of stops at a couple of stores over the last couple of days. And one of the things came up in our conversation with what Google is doing. I don't know whether you and I talked about this on the air or off the air, but I know I've talked to several people about the Google accounts and what they're going to do. And they have announced that if you have an account that hasn't been used or signed into for, what, the last couple of years, see you later tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Right. So what about if you got a lot of pictures?
Well, that's what there's, yeah. That's what they're saying. If you have an account that you're trying to keep but you don't really use it, make sure you sign in by December 1st, starting December 1st, and then sign in at least once every 2 years.
No, that's not a big deal.
To keep your account, yeah. So that's there. If you go longer than 2 years, then it's considered an inactive account. I feel like if you go longer than 2 months, that's an inactive account.
Well, the thing that bothers me about the Google accounts and also Apple Pay and all the others, I forget the passwords. And so, you know, you got the password for this, another password for that. I don't have them written down anywhere. I suppose maybe that's my problem. I should be smart enough to write them all down. But then where do you put them? Where do you keep them?
Exactly. And then there's always a data breach where you have to redo a password or reset a password. And before you know it, every time you're logging into your account, you're doing forget password or forgotten password, resetting a password, just to log into your account every single time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the word to the wise here is if you value your Google account at all and you haven't used it for a while, you better go sign in before tomorrow.
Write letters by stamps.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Here we go.
So Jay, in the wonder of her mind, posts things, sometimes statements, sometimes questions, for which there are answers or input from you, the listener. So she cleverly posted a big sign that said good morning on it. That was it. Good morning. And
good
we
morning.
Probably had more response to that. Everybody, okay, yeah, good morning. Jason here says good morning from the graveyard shift. Because we heard it sounds like the haunted, what is that, the Monster Mash?
Oh,
The graveyard shift, yes, right. All right. Let's see here. Tina Duncan says good morning. Love your show. Thank you, Tina. We're happy to have you along. Here's John Whitehead. Good morning from Jackson, Tennessee. Hello, John. Debbie Selby says, good morning. We are traveling from Arizona to Reno, kind of backward traveling. We're going to see our children and celebrate our youngest grandchild's fourth birthday. That's cool.
That's
Greg
nice.
Donahoe says, let's see here. Why isn't the TSO entry information there? That's a good question. Do you have that posted, Jay?
We can put it. Yeah, we'll put it on social media.
Yeah. So if you haven't, do we have it, or are we going to put it up there so we have it?
Oh, put it up.
Yeah. All right. And for those of you wondering what we're talking, yeah, great. Thank you. You can be the assistant program director of the Good Day program. You don't always remember don't always remember what's what. When I was talking, Jeff said, I love the Paul McCartney story on the plane. I've told that story a number of times, and what he's referring to is me traveling on the Concorde across from London to New York a number of years ago, and I sat next to McCartney, and we talked the whole way over about his career, my career, his children, you know, that kind of stuff. It was a great conversation. He's a very, very good guy. So anyway, let's see, who else is that?
I would have blacked out. Like, after I was done talking to him, I would have been like, what just happened? I don't remember any of it, suddenly.
Yeah. Well, the most fun, when we got off the plane, he was greeted by, you know, the British Airways greeter. There was a young lady who came over to me. She said, will you ask Paul McCartney if I can have his autograph? And I said, no, but I'll bring you over to him, and I'll introduce you to him, and you can ask him yourself. So, that's what she...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. Dave Collins has the details.
The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Currently, 145 individuals remain hostages, and discussions are reportedly underway for a potential extension of the deal.
Former President George W. Bush is honoring his former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, following his death at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Bush added that he was grateful for his service, but most grateful for his friendship. He served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening.
People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Bells will be ringing. This is sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Yep. No blues. I'll be home for Christmas. Like the Eagles, Electric Light Orchestra. You're familiar, Jay, with all those groups, right?
Am I dating myself?
Yes. Yeah, that's
no,
fine.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Around your house, I would think it'd be your father and mother would dig that stuff. They'd have it playing.
I grew up with like the trendiest music and then also listening to all of the oldies. Like, right there with you. From the 50s on.
Yeah, my children will tell you they were the only ones in their class that knew all of the 50s songs, because at that point, when they were growing up, they were born in the 70s, and I was, when Megan was born, I was still playing music because I was a jock from 65 to 74, and then I started doing talk, so Brendan never really heard me do any music stuff, but he was, they both were exposed to lots of music as they grew up because we liked having it on in the house. It's just part of life. Isn't it amazing? Think about that. Think about how much of a part, what would your life be like if it wasn't for music? And what it does to empower you. There's all of the focus that's been on music. Look at all the time we spend talking about people like Taylor Swift. She's just a musician. But that doesn't just a whatever. I mean, think about all the people.
What makes somebody a troubadour?
I don't know. I don't know. Is that a traveling musician? Could be. Something along that line. I honestly don't know. Heard the term a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of music, don't forget our Trans-Siberian... I was going to say the Trans-Siberian Highway. There is a Trans-Siberian Highway, by the way. This is about the orchestra, though, and the fact that they're touring, and we have these TSO CDs that we're giving away every time we play some Trans-Siberian music, Christmas music. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 855-999-3684. Do it more slowly, will you please, Doug? Yes, I will. 855-999-Doug, or 3684, okay? So the first person that we don't play games, first person calls, gets the CD, and then you become automatically eligible for the drawing next week. We'll give you a wired or a wireless, or I guess this has both, this, right? This Audio-Technica Bluetooth wireless belt-driven stereo turntable. Pretty cool audio. It's really, when I'm on the plane, I wear those Bose noise-canceling speakers.
Oh, those are great, yes.
Oh, my God. They really do. They do the trick, man. They really do. I was thinking about you, Jay, and how important you are to the lifestyle, to the thinking of people who listen to this program. You certainly influence me, you and Jennifer, and Victoria, too. All the ladies that I've had over the years, Hillary Kramer, Nancy Skinner, Mary Beal, go back to a list of people who have been on the air. But you, because of, I guess, maybe who you are and what your ethic is, I think, was it yesterday, the day before, I asked you about Gloria Steinem and whether she was still alive. That was the last couple of days, right? I was thinking about, for some reason or other, we get off into a subtle conversation about
feminist Jennifer
movement.
Had that conversation, yeah, and female empowerment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So I was thinking to the obvious question here is what makes you confident? What makes a woman confident? And I'm talking about feminine wisdom here now, sharing it and being able as a character, the strength and determined and yada yada. Now, would I ask this question about a man? Nope. I don't think it probably would. Because it doesn't. I have always been a fan of strong women. I think there's something very, I don't mean to sound goofy, but there's something, there's kind of an aphrodisiac in someone who has a strong physical presence and a mental presence and just that
energy,
whole,
that aura.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how you define feminine energy. For me, it's a combination of all kinds of things. And I don't know what you think makes a woman confident. What is the, in your mind, if I were to say, Jay Kirshner, what makes, not you, but somebody, a friend of yours, maybe your mother, what do you think makes a woman confident in her capacity to be her, we use the term true self, I suppose, here mm-hmm. as jargon.
I think acceptance, really. I think acceptance goes hand in hand with confidence because you accept who you are. You mm-hmm. accept what you are. You accept your strengths. You accept your faults. Confidence is not afraid to ask for help. Confidence is not afraid to ask questions. And I think that accepting the fact that you are allowed to ask questions goes with it. Accepting
you
that you, like with body and everything, accept you don't have to be necessarily vain or a narcissist or anything, but if you accept your body for the strengths that it has and even accept the downfalls, I think that that's a big step towards confidence.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to add anything to that. My question didn't deserve an answer from me. It deserved an answer from Jay. And there it is. That encapsulated very, 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 very well.
You know what I'm finding in nosing around? I'm not a big Christmas shopper, as you know. But in going to the stores, I'm seeing a lot of, especially the smaller local stores that I happen to spend more time in than the big box stores. There are incentives. It's subtle, but I wonder if other people have noticed that this year, that cash, you know the old expression, cash is king?
Mm-hmm.
There are stores that are offering further discounts if you pay in cash. Now, and even unless you're dolted, you know that that is, if you're a small store operator, you want to have the cash because you can put it in your pocket and you don't have to pay taxes on it, as long as you don't run it through the register. But if you run it through the register, there's a record of it, and so then you're held responsible for it. But I found it interesting just to look at and see how many local, there's a hardware store that I've seen touting it. I've seen a drug, one of my, I don't go to the big box stores here. I have a little pharmacy that I go to that has three stores, and the hardware store has two stores, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So you see it in the local pizza joint, but they always are saying cash. The pizza sells more. You realize more pizza gets sold, talk about Christmas, more pizza gets sold between now and the 1st of January than the rest of the year. Put together, I find that fast. No, it goes up to the Super Bowl, sorry. From now until the Super Bowl, more pizza is sold than, and probably holds for other snacks too, but more for pizza. And then, how many of you ordered a pizza last night? How many of you saw an ad, a national ad for like Domino's, or a local ad for some, you know, we have a famous pizza. It's called Famous Pizza here in Saxonville. And they have the best, now I've gotten off onto the, cauliflower crust.
Oh, yeah.
They make it good. There's no gluten, obviously.
Those are delicious.
Ah, fabulous. Cheeses and stuff. Fabuloso. Here's the story that I found sad. Right? There was a captive elephant. You know, a lot of people are trying to release the elephants, bring them back to their native habitat. This elephant was defined as the world's saddest elephant. He was in the Manila Zoo for 23 years, and the veterinarian said that she had developed cancer. You know, we always think about cancer as being a human thing, but dogs develop it. I've had cows with cancer, and here was this big, beautiful elephant. There's something about elephants that gets me right in my heart. There's something about seeing some poaching SOB that shoots an elephant and stands over. I want to shoot him.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so this was the only captive elephant in this country, lived alone in the zoo for decades. You can't do that.
Elephants are not animals. Solo.
You can't have animals alone. You know, I have a dog that's my dog, but she's kind of like a human. You know, I don't need another dog for her. But most of the people that I know that have dogs want to have more than one. You have your dog and good companion for your children, but have you ever had two at the same time?
I probably have the only dog that doesn't like other dogs.
Oh. Okay, there you go. All right, so a moment of silence for this lovely, lovely, lovely elephant.
And shame on the humans that kept Molly.
Yeah,
captured and in solitude for decades on top of decades.
Also in the dead zone, he said, sounding like, oh, what's next here on the the Good Day program? Apparently one person was killed. Military aircraft crashed into the sea near Japan. This is the northern coast of Japan. Coast Guard confirming that they had the information about the crash near Yakushima Island, 130 miles south of Kyushu. I don't know where any of these places are, but maybe somebody does. These are training exercises. These are, you know, a lot of the stuff is classified, so you don't really know what they were doing up there anyway. But there was another, wasn't there another accident where a plane crashed into the sea a week or so ago? Wasn't it in Hawaii?
Yeah, there was one in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everybody was fortunately okay in that one.
They got all right in that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another one from the dead zone. A groom and his bride and her family, wedding reception just hours after they got married. I now pronounce you man and wife. And then the coroner comes in and says, I now pronounce you all dead. This guy, there's obviously something really wrong here. After the wedding reception is over, he leaves the reception, the groom, comes back into the reception room with a gun, kills his wife, kills her mother, kills her sister, kills another guest, and then he kills himself. Anybody know why? Nope. Nobody knows why. So, you know, this is, unga bunga. And I thought it was interesting here in New England, the Boston papers have this morning, the story about the yellow flag law up in Maine. Remember a couple of weeks ago that mass shooting in Lewiston?
Yeah, the two different locations.
Right, yep, mm-hmm. Right. So now there's a law in Maine that restricts access to guns during a mental health crisis. And the use of this has gone way, way, way up. The state attorney general says that the number of reports up 30% of all weapons, that is, people have been reported who have guns apparently, and who knows whether they ought to have them or not. Now, is this one of those things, Big Brother, like the tax guy, if you see or see something, say something? I don't know. But you can imagine how people are going to react after all of this shooting, these children and adults. They have the yellow flag legislation.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Slow down the usage of guns, and let's check out. This confines people to who have had problems to not be able to use their guns. All right. Sounds realistic to me. 48 after here on Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KIND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KIND for a
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Past the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mockdora, Florida. Please avail yourself of the good fortune you can have by meeting with Ken either in his office at Lake Cardiology, or there's telemedicine that's recognized by the insurance companies if you're a ways away and you want a good consult from a doctor who, yeah, is a specialist in cardiology and circulation, that sort of thing, but he just has a firm grip and a grasp on the body in general. So, hey, what the heck? Nothing to lose.
I will be in my current position in 2 years, unlike 40% of the rest of my college.
Right. Ken's referring to a study that suggested 40% of doctors are going to move into some other way, shape, or form of practicing perhaps in the next couple of years. So, check in with Ken at 352-735-1400. And now that we get into questions for Dr. Ken, I would encourage you to leave a question any time of the week, frankly. You can dial 855-999-3684 and record a question for Ken that we'll get on the air the next week. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. Here's a question about exposure to pesticides and what it does to men and their sperm count. This is something that I feel very strongly about, not necessarily because it affects my sperm count at this age, but the pesticides that are around are so poignant. They're the three P's: pathetic, poignant, powerful. So what happens? What's the research here suggest? What happens to men's sperm count when they're exposed to some of this stuff from Monsanto, Ken?
Doug, the latest information and news about this was about 2 weeks ago in a medical journal, Environmental Health Perspectives. And what we learn is that pesticide exposure, it appears to be linked to lower sperm concentration in men around the world. This was a review of 25 studies spanning nearly 50 years. and found consistent links between lower sperm concentrations and two widely used classes of insecticides. These are organophosphates and N-methylcarbamates. And interestingly, in this study, most of the exposure was not from peat farmers using the pesticides, but from all of us either eating or drinking the pesticides in the food or the liquid that we took in.
All over lawns, people have these turf doctors come in and spray that crap on their lawns. What do you think happens to your dog when he or she walks on that? Never mind a young child that's going to go out in the good weather and play on the lawn. You got to be nuts to have that stuff put on your lawn or be anywhere around it. Some things you can avoid, some things you can't. That's the kind of stuff you can avoid easily. Okay, next question.
It may be why your dog's not very fertile.
if your dog doesn't get pregnant, maybe the male that's around, or maybe it's the female. You never can tell, but we're not being facetious. It's a very big worry and a concern and a danger.
Men, if your sperm count is low, or if you're considering, you may want to do a little research about foods lowest in pesticides, and that may help you increase the size of your family.
All right. I promised when I was talking about this on the Good Day program that we would talk this week another focus on AI, artificial intelligence. And this is good. This is actually quite good. The news on what happens when you can use this stuff if you are someone that might have lung cancer. This is a step up there, yes?
Yeah, this is a fascinating study, Doug. This also comes out of the Radiological Society that's going on this week. And, the bottom line here is that artificial intelligence will not replace radiologists. But radiologists, Doug, who do not use AI, they may be replaced. In this study, the radiologists developed this AI program that could look at just a plain chest x-ray and see things that human radiologists don't see, and the AI was able to identify those who were at high risk of developing lung cancer who did not smoke. Because all of lung cancer is about 20% who don't smoke. All of lung cancer clearly is not from smoking. And this amazing AI was able to pick out from just an ordinary plain chest x-ray, not a CAT scan, plain chest x-ray, who is at risk.
All right. Very good information. Thank you for your questions. Again, dial up 855-999-3684 if you have some. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.